Okay, Dan, I wanted to talk with you about fintech because the technology industry here has grown by 77% between 2011 and 2016. So first, I wanted to ask you, why here? Why are these companies coming to Charlotte?
Well, start with the fact that Charlotte's been ranked by a couple different sources as one of the fastest growing technology cities and entrepreneurial cities in America, just in general. And then you layer on top of that the financial services base that's here. Financial services is in the DNA of Charlotte, tens of thousands of subject matter experts. Charlotte's a really attractive place not only to live, but a very economical place to grow a company.
Okay, I'm wondering if you can tell me a little bit more about fintech itself. What might people recognize as financial technology? And how does your company, Queen City Fintech, help support local companies, local fintech companies?
Sure. Queen City Fintech is an accelerator. So we help young companies move forward and hopefully become successful. We call it a fintech accelerator, which is short for financial services technologies. So things that impact the financial services space. Consumers see fintech or financial services technology all the time. So think of PayPal or Apple Pay. Any technology that disrupts and or moves forward the financial services flow. So it may be in the payment space, it may be in the credit space, it may be in the loan space.
Right. Sorry to cut you off there, but you mentioned PayPal, which is probably one of the most popular fintech companies. And last year, PayPal announced that it was withdrawing its plans for a new operations center in Charlotte because of House Bill 2. And that decision ended up costing the city hundreds of jobs, and people were pretty upset about that loss. But other companies are moving to Charlotte now, and I'm wondering how you see them contributing to the city's economic growth.
Well, I think if you look at job creation, even across the nation, the vast majority of net new jobs are coming from entrepreneurs. It's not, well, we love our Fortune 500 companies. Those aren't the companies that are creating net new jobs. Look in Charlotte at what AvidXchange has done or Red Ventures has done. And I think what we realized as a community is that entrepreneurial companies can, within a short period of time, create 200 or 300 jobs per company. And that creating that fertile ground is a really good strategy for job creation and economic development.
Mm-hmm. Dan, what is the future of fintech in Charlotte? If you had to guess, what do you think we'll see in the next 5 to 10 years?
I think you'll see more external marketing communication about Charlotte as a fintech hub. And I think you'll begin to see Charlotte more and more known for that. So if Charlotte has been known for decades as a financial services capital, I don't think that'll go away, but I think you'll see Charlotte also become known as a fintech innovation capital. I think that's really important for our future and job creation and growth for the next 10 and 20 years because the economies are always changing. You have to be growing and changing with it. And I think there's a strong belief that this fintech innovation are going to create the Fortune 500 companies of tomorrow. And those seeds are being planted and growing in Charlotte, whether the broader community is aware of that yet or not. And that's pretty exciting stuff.
Definitely. Dan, thank you so much for your time this morning. I so appreciate it.
Happy to do it. Thanks so much.